Hello and welcome to another Naxos Classical Spotlight and music by the American composer Christopher Rouse. You just heard the very beginning of his Symphony No. 5. This album also includes his piece Supplica and his Concerto for Orchestra. Two of the pieces on this album are world premiere recordings, the Symphony No. 5 and the Concerto for Orchestra, so unless you were fortunate enough to hear these pieces in a live concert, this podcast will be the first time you're hearing them. Christopher Rouse's music covers a huge expressive range, from intensely active to wonderfully lyrical. And with some luck, I will hopefully be able to give you at least a feel for this music. Here's a bit more of the opening of Symphony No. 5. That was from the opening of Christopher Rouse's Fifth Symphony. Christopher Rouse once wrote about music and its importance to him. He said, "Without music, my life would have no meaning. It has not only informed my life or enriched my life, it has given me life and a reason for living. I'll never be able to explain why these vibrating frequencies have the power to transport us to levels of consciousness that defy words. I simply accept the fact that music has this miraculous power for me and for a myriad other people I have known." Here is a bit of the middle of the Symphony No. 5, where his lyrical voice comes to the fore. Christopher Rouse once said, "The first piece of classical music I remember hearing was Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. I was 6 years old and had been listening to a great deal of early, new at the time, rock and roll, and my mother said, 'That's fine, but you might like this as well.' It was a recording of the Beethoven Symphony, and I remember thinking that a whole new world was opening up to me. I decided that I wanted to become a composer. So when it came time for me to compose my own Fifth Symphony, my thoughts returned fondly to that time, and I resolved to tip my cap to Beethoven's mighty symphony. Like its predecessor, Christopher Rouse's Fifth Symphony is music of great power, but also of considerable beauty. By the end of this half-hour-long symphony, the listener has indeed gone on a mighty journey, especially in this performance by the Nashville Symphony Orchestra conducted by Giancarlo Guerrero. They play this music like they own it. Here's how this symphony ends. That was the ending of Symphony No. 5 by Christopher Rouse. The single movement Supplica was commissioned by the Pittsburgh and Pacific Symphony Orchestras. Rouse's title is the Italian word for entreaty or supplication, and the music conveys the intense concentration and directed emotion of a prayerful idea. The composer said he felt an inner compulsion to write this piece, but he never disclosed whatever personal significance this piece holds for him. Whatever inspired the composer, it's difficult not to be drawn into the intimacy and the expressiveness of this music. The sound world here is spare, with only horns, brass, a harp, and strings. That was music from Christopher Rouse's Supplica. So, a concerto is a piece for a soloist accompanied by an ensemble of some kind. So what is a concerto for orchestra? It's an interesting question because several composers have composed pieces with this title, including Béla Bartók, and in this case, Christopher Rouse. Rouse himself provides a nice definition. He says, "This is music where the orchestra musicians themselves become the soloists in lieu of a single soloist who serves as the center of attention. This is music where each member of the orchestra is given a chance to shine. And in this recording with the Nashville Symphony, the members of the orchestra do indeed shine." Christopher Rouse grew up in his native Baltimore during the 1960s when rock and roll was blossoming into a kind of renaissance. At that time, traditional orchestra music, by contrast, was considered a dead end by many composers embarking on a career. Rouse made his name by turning that perception completely around. He was, among other things, a brilliant orchestrator. He knew how to write for orchestra as well as anyone, and wasn't afraid to use that ability to great effect. He was also a wonderful person and a generous colleague and teacher. His passing in September of 2019 left a hole in many people's lives and made me cherish the music he left even more. Here is the ending of his concerto for orchestra. Thank you. You have been listening to an album featuring music by Christopher Rouse, including his Symphony No. 5, Supplica, and the Concerto for Orchestra, all splendidly played by the Nashville Symphony Orchestra conducted by Giancarlo Guerrero. It's a new Naxos album, catalog number 8.559852. I want to end this podcast with the words of Christopher Rouse. He wrote, "My hope has been to do for my listeners what Beethoven and Berlioz and Bruckner and Ibert and all of those others who worked and still do for me. I've wished to pay it forward by inviting listeners to call on me to enter their hearts and their lives and to allow me the honor of accompanying them on their road through life. If summoned, I will try to be of use, to sing you a song, to paint you a picture, to tell you a story. Perhaps we can take a journey together. But a caveat, I may sometimes take you to places that you'll find difficult to go. But my goal will always be, at the journey's end, to provide you with solace and strength."